Blog Talk Radio.
Sinners, get ready. What you gonna do? The Lord is doing what you're gonna do. What you gonna do? You better get your heart to the Lord. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
Hallelujah. And your station is Block Talk Radio. I am so delighted to come across these airwaves on this morning. Hallelujah. Into your homes, into your workspace. And then be able to ride on down the dangerous highway and byway with the old Ship of Zion on your radio dial. I just hope and pray that you that are able to listen on this morning, I thank God for you. We're coming in at a new time and a new day and a new dawning, and we know just that God is able to do anything that he want to do. He's big enough and bad enough to do whatever he want to do. So whatever you want to do for God, you just go for it. Because I tell you what, the sky is no longer the limit, the distance that we can go. We can now go into space. Hallelujah. So I just thank those of you, like I've already stated, that was able to tune in on this morning. Hallelujah. And we're coming at you this morning, just having church, presenting the old Ship of Zion. Hallelujah. And I hope and pray to be coming across these airways each Sunday morning with just having church. So I want you to write that down on your calendar because, hallelujah, I'm intending to come across these airways with the divine word of truth as I know it to be. And hallelujah, I just thank those of you that so graciously tune in today and you that went on to your various churches around the world. I just hope and pray that God met you there, and you that has not went yet, that God will meet you there to have a glorious time, hallelujah, in the Lord. And I will be with you 40 minutes on the clock on today. Hallelujah. And right now, before we go into any further preliminaries, we're going to acknowledge Jesus Christ, the one and the only, my Lord and Savior and Redeemer. Hallelujah. We're going to give him honor and glory on this morning because he touched this old mortal body, touched your mortal body, and he just commanded you to stand attention. And that you're able here to give the testimony how God woke you up this morning. I just want you to know that it wasn't your alarm clock. It wasn't your iPod. It wasn't your telephone. It wasn't your cell phone. It wasn't your caller ID. Hallelujah. It wasn't your navigation. It wasn't your radio dial. It wasn't your alarm clock. But it was Jesus Christ that touched you, hallelujah, with his finger of love and said, "Rise, my son. Rise, my daughter," hallelujah. And so you're here, as I first stated, to tell the story, hallelujah. So before we go into any further preliminaries, I'm asking those of you that will to go down in prayer with me as we recognize and give reference to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior of Nazareth, hallelujah. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of sovereignty and love unmeasured. Hallelujah, we thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for having us together in unity once again around this spectrum, God. Lord, we know that this earthly planet is not our home, God, but we know that you have prepared for us in reserve a mansion that's not built by mortal man, God, but you are its architect and you are its creator, God. And until you crack those clouds one historical day, God, we'll be coming and going as pilgrims through this barren land. And I'm asking you on this morning, God, to anoint these lips of clay, God, to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you and the pardons of their iniquity, God. I'm asking you to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom, to those that are hurting deep within the pit of their souls. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, matchless name. And let the church say amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I just thank God for you, you, and you. And if you have any prayer petitions, you have any remarks for the old ship of Zion, how you're lacking the program, anything that we can add to the program, hallelujah, we just encourage you to call in. We welcome your comments, God. And just all of you that are tuned in on this morning, I just thank God for you, you, and you. And the numbers that you can call into the studio on your monitor is 646-230-74. The guest call-in number is 877-598-8654. I'll read those numbers again. 646-230-74. The guest call-in is 877-598-8654. You're welcome to call in with your prayer petition at the conclusion of this radio program. Hallelujah. And hallelujah, we're going to go right now. But before we go into our program, I want to give a reference to those of you that are out there in my digital livecast audience on this morning. I want to send my condolences out to you that has lost a loved one on last night, on this morning, on last evening, on last week. Our prayers and condolences go out to you and you and you. We pray that God will lift and enlighten your spirit. Hallelujah. As he carry you through your loss of your beloved loved one. May God richly bless you and you and you. And we're coming, as I said, we're coming at you. This is news that God placed on my heart. We're just having church. This program is called Just Having Church on today. And presenting the old ship of Zion. And I'm intending, as I first stated, to come across these airways continuous with Just Having Church on Sunday morning. And I tell you, God is just so good, because some of you are not able to get out and go to a physical building. But you're able to turn on your computer. And you can turn on your podcast dial to the old ship of Zion. And your radio program is Block Talk Radio. Hallelujah, Jesus. Your station is the Block Talk Radio, and your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. And so we're going to go right now on into our program. And our sermon on today, hallelujah, as I first stated, is Just Having Church. And we're going to talk about and give you an outline of God representation of his church. Hallelujah. And we're going to take our first key scripture out of the law of Matthew 16 and 18. And it reads like this. You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. That's found in the law of Matthew 16 and 18. And the same can be said about every human organization. We find out that leaders come and go. Consumers desire changes and manufactured methods involved. As a result, companies either change or they don't survive. But we know that according to Jesus, this will never happen to his church. Some individual churches may go out of existence, but the gates of Hades will never prevail against the church that Jesus is building. When he referred to my church in the law of Matthew 16 and 18, he had in mind all believers, past and present and future. Paul called this vast group the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians 12 and 27. The moment we trust in Jesus, we become members of his body, the church. And when Jesus used the phrase, the gates of Hades, he was referring to death, for Hades is the body of the dead. One by one, believers die and pass through those gates. But this neither changed nor diminished the church. They simply joined those who are already victors in the heavenly Jerusalem. In the law of Hebrews 12 and 22 through 24, hallelujah, praise God, we know that the church that Jesus is talking about is indestructible. We know that the church rooted by God can never be uprooted by man. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we also know that Jesus tells us in the law of Philippians 2 and 15, you shine as light in the world. That scripture reading is found in the law of Philippians 2 and 15. Hallelujah. Many people think that the church is an artifact institution, no longer relevant in our modern world. Yet I am convinced that a church that faithfully teaches the Bible and proclaims the good news of salvation through Christ provides exactly what we all need to find our way home. When our church is fulfilling their God-given function, believers humbly serve and care for one another, encourage others to follow Christ's example. In the law of Philippians 2 and 1 through 11, those groups of believers, by their words and lives, all points a lost world to Christ. They serve as lights in the world. Hallelujah. Holding fast the word of life. That's verse 15 through 16. And we know a church that teaches the truth about Christ is not only relevant, but desperately needed in our world. It can help people of all ages to find their way home. We find out Christ builds his church and makes it strong by using you and me. And if we all will do our part, the world, his love will see. A church can help the lost to find their way home when its lights shine brightly. Hallelujah. And so I would just encourage you on this morning is to find you a church. You might say, Overseer Ward, I don't have a car, I can't drive. And I don't have the money that it takes to get a taxi to travel me to and fro to church. I don't have any loved ones to come by and pick me up to take me to church. Well, I've come by this morning to let you know that you have a church right here. A church that are not built by brick and mortar, but is built on the foundation of Jesus Christ. And you can tune in and hear many believers that are coming across this hour with the divine word of truth. And you're welcome to tune in each time that the old ship of Zion are coming across these airways. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we know that you can be blessed by just tuning in, because we need to be fed with the divine word of God. We cannot survive without picking the word of God up and reading it for edification, for guidance, for our lives. For we know that we're living in a corrupt world where everything is in chaos. Everything is going on. And we just found that it's just, I tell you, the world looks like it's in an uproar. Looks like we can't find peace nowhere. But there's one place that we can find peace, and that, my friend, is in the divine word of God, in the divine word of truth. If we can't do anything else, we can pray, hallelujah. We can get down on our knees and ask God to just touch this world that we're in with his mighty hand. Because we know that if anybody can, God can. We know that God can do anything but fail. Hallelujah. And I would just like to bring this question to mind. Can anything or anyone stop the church from being the church? And my answer to you on this morning, unfortunately, the answer to this question is yes. We know that when Jesus entered the temple area, one day he encountered a commercial enterprise that had little to do with real church. Hallelujah. And we know that, hallelujah, that money changing and transporting goods were not the purpose of the temple. And he was angry when the people were thinking about money and not about God. After Jesus chased the irrelevant entrepreneurs away, he said, it is not written, my house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer. But ye have made it a den of thieves. That found in the law of Mark 11 and 17. Whenever we allow worldly concerns to supersede Christ's mission, we disrupt the purpose of the church in the minds of the people of the world. Therefore, our action refutes to let the church be the church. When we place too much emphasis on position, fashion, courting, paying dues, and selling tickets, we miss the mark that Jesus' church has for his church. Now is the best time for all of us to get with God's program for the church. Not only must we study the word, but we must also practice the word. We are, hallelujah, the only Bible that some folks will read. Hallelujah. So we must not misrepresent God's word and church to the people who see our activities and our purpose before Jesus returned to clear the church as he cleared the temple. Hallelujah. We are to let the church, hallelujah, be the church. Thank you, Jesus. And we know that church service is imminent to our livelihood of this Christian journey, this Christian walk. We must not fail to assemble ourselves together. In some way, some form, some fashion, we must assemble ourselves accordingly to God's word. In unity, hallelujah. And we also know that the scope of the Christian church has always been universal. And its message of salvation was addressed to persons throughout the known world. Jesus' command, the gospel, was to be preached in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost part of the earth. That scripture reading is found in the law of Acts 1 and 8. We find out Jesus' mandate was implemented 10 days later on the day of Pentecost, the birthday of the New Testament church. On that day in Jerusalem, people from a multitude of races, nations, and cultures were gathered. And when the Holy Spirit descended and they heard and believed the gospel, the church was born. And then the text before us further elaborate on the universal nature of the church. We find out that Cornelius, one of the two principal characters in the text, was a Roman centurion who followed Jewish religion practices. His place in the Acts narrative is significant because God's acceptance of this devout, generous, and God-fearing man is confirmed with no less than a divine revelation, initiating a quadrum leap forward into the church witness to the Gentile world. Cornelius is then assured that God hears his prayers and that they have come up from a memorial before God that's found in the law of Acts 10 and 12. We find out that God's acceptance of Cornelius is confirmed by God's simultaneous revelation to the Apostle Peter. We find out that Peter, the patron of the Jerusalem church, had helped to set the standard of believers for the local Jewish-born Christian. And in his vision, Peter, in keeping with his tradition, is reluctant to eat the food and had been prepared for him. But God rebuked Peter and taught him that nothing that God created is unworthy of acceptance. From this, Peter realized that Cornelius was God's servant as well as he, and that God is no respectable person. Rather, in every nation, he that fears him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. That's in verse 34 through 35. And I just encourage you on today, worship and service in the name of the Lord Jesus, for it cannot be confined to a race, place of persons. They are universal realities. We find out that Peter's first sermon in Acts interpret the Pentecost experience to the unbeliever. Now it was his task to explain to Jewish Christians God's intentions for the Gentiles. The kingdom is indeed universal. And so, we come in this morning with just having church, spinning the old ship of Zion, and the lines are now open for you that want or have a desire to place a petition before the throne of God. The numbers across the monitor is 646-230-74, 877-598-8654. You're welcome to call into the studio. The lines are now open. Hallelujah. And we are now going to bring unto you these selections for this service on this morning. And I will be monitoring the airways to see if any callers is out there in the audience. But until then, I would just like for you to just sit back in your chair and just rejoice in him to honor our Lord and Savior on this morning. I'll be back at the conclusion of these selections. have any prayer petitions that you would want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you are encouraged to call into the studio. Those numbers again are 646-200-3074, 877-598-8654. Welcome your calls. That you have on your and you would like to have the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer, you're most certainly encouraged to call into the program.
It makes me very happy that my family is here singing and praying with me. And at this time, I would like to introduce to you my brother, Reverend Cecil Franklin.
It is my task. Have a few comments. And I thought about a passage of scripture, the gospel according to St. Mark, 16th chapter and the 15th verse, where we are challenged to go ye into all the world and preach my gospel unto
you. You have time to call in to the station? We have exactly 11 minutes and 52 seconds remaining. You are welcome to call into the studio with your prayer petition at this time. Hallelujah. There is power in prayer. God tell us man should always pray and faint not. Hallelujah, Jesus.
In universal appeal. Songs are not limited by natural or human boundaries.
Hallelujah.
The gospel
Jesus.
Through song is universally comfortable, for it is not hindered by local, state, or national boundaries. Not hindered by racial, economic, political, or religious preferences. Songs are clothed with the ability or capacity to successfully and confidently meet the challenge of the Great Commission. Go ye into all the world and preach my gospel unto every creature. Songs are in a position to confidently answer that challenge. And therefore the gospel through song accepts the challenge and responds joyfully. Praising the name of Jesus. And therefore we sing, oh how I love Jesus. Oh how I love Jesus. Oh how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. We come tonight carrying on that.
Don't be shy. Call in if you desire prayer petition, place before the feet of God, and you would like the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to call into the studio at this time. Welcome your call. And if there be any prayer petitions that
We come telling the world
if there be any prepositions on this morning, then we will just allow these selections to bring our program to its closure. Till we meet across these highways and skyways, I would encourage you to go in God and allow God to go in you. And I hope and I pray that I've said something to impact your mind and infuse your spirit, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions, you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you're encouraged, send your correspondence, God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal, Digital, Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Old Shepherd Zion. Your program is the Old Shepherd Zion. I'm sorry. The station has been Blog Talk Radio. Send your correspondents. Make them attentive to Overseer Jenner, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. May God bless you until we meet across these skyways and airways. God bless you. Bye for now.
It may be seen heaven as I go through this wilderness. Here below, why don't you guide my feet in peaceful ways?
Bye.